It was approximately 5 years ago when a friend and colleague of mine and an alumna of this institution, I might add, Diana Rebolledo, who's now professor of Spanish at New Mexico in Albuquerque, sent me some photocopies of poems that were still in manuscript stage, that were not published yet. And she said, with a note, read this stuff. So I read the stuff, and the stuff that I read was bewitching, was very much speaking in the language of a woman and very much speaking in the language of a desert dweller. And those poems that I read in manuscript were written by Pat Mora, and they came out later in her book, Chance. And I would like to read to you a little bit of what the editor of the collection in which her first book, Chance, appeared, said on the back cover of her first book. El Paso, the pass to the north, lies between vast stretches of desert. This is a geographic accident, yet like everywhere, people live, love, marry, grow old, and die. They also rejoice and despair. These poems relate to all these experiences, but in the magical presence, the telluric force of the desert. Two women poets sing here, one in the guise of the desert and the other in the figure of Padmora. Together they intone chants. Then a very significant book came in 1986, and it was also by Pat Mora. And if you look closely, you have the sign for woman and the sign for man on the cover. But the title, it's Borders, which again is very significant and I think very evocative of that borderline in between the two sexes and the two genders. But of course, to us, as dwellers of Arizona and as dwellers of this desert of the great Arizona Sonora region, speak to the line, sometimes imaginary, sometimes the realm of dreams that are the borders. Pat Mora, in this later book, explores many issues that have to do with the desert. She has social, political, cultural, emotional issues in this poetry. And I may add that now she is working on a third book, and she will read to us tonight from that third book. And also that her first book, Chance, received the Southwest Book Award for what they called the Desert Incantations. Also, last year, Yale University Press, with the addition of Vera Norwood and Jan Monk, who's sitting here in the audience, put out a book of essays on how women have viewed landscapes, the geography, the inner and the outer spaces of the desert. And they chose for the title of one of Padmora's poems, The Desert is No Lady. So I give you this bewitching, enchanted lady who is no desert. My pleasure to introduce Padmora.